You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is Mindy Meng Wang and Tim Scheel with their track Body of Water, What is Love? Before the break, you heard Merc as well with Something New. We've got a special guest in the studio. Kia ora, Misty Frequency. How are you?
Morena, kei te pai.
Oh, that's good to hear. Hey, some people might know you from out and about in the drag circuit. Some people might know you as one half of Fire in the Rumble, who we love here on BFM. It's great to have you in the studio talking about a very cool drag showcase that is happening this weekend. It's called People of Power, and it's happening at Soap Dance Hall. Tell us a little bit about the evening, Misty.
So I think it's running from like 9 p.m. to 12, and we've got a lineup of Bionica, Constance Mirage, Ego, Seducer, and myself. And really, it's just a night to celebrate POC drag excellence. And I feel there's not enough space and events happening for our people, so I thought I'll put it together and do that.
If it doesn't exist, do it yourself.
It's exactly,
classic motto. Yeah. How did you get into drag performance? How was that something that you sort of decided to start, you know, working in as an artist?
I don't know. I've always been interested in like makeup, performing and fashion and all that sort of stuff. So it kind of naturally led me down the pathway of drag. I made my debut like just after the first lockdown, so it's like almost a year.
Cool.
And to be honest, I'm quite surprised that it took so long, but better late than never, I guess.
Yeah. Sometimes it's one of those things where when you start doing it, you're like, why wasn't I doing this the whole time? You know, this feels right. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm no longer depressed. Well.
You have got this incredible lineup of fellow performers as well. How did you go about, I guess, selecting people for this first night? Because I presume if this goes well, you might want to put on some more, maybe.
Yeah, I'll definitely want to make it like a seasonal thing. But this particular lineup, I was a bit fuck-a-ma with reaching out, so I kind of just asked friends.
A good place to start. Yeah.
And I thought that would be a good foundation to have people that I'm comfortable with and hopefully comfortable with me. So that's how I picked them.
How, if you wanted to sort of like give everyone like a pocket taster of some of these other performers, like vibes, what can you, I mean, give us about, you know, who is Seducer, for example? What's Seducer's background?
Both Seducer and Ego hail from Murder House, which is I guess you'll call it a Vogue house, just house, whatever. And they're very like, I don't know, I might find this hard to explain because I'm like, I can't even describe my own drag, to be honest. Just words.
You just got to go see it to believe it, I guess. It is pretty incredible. I mean, as you were saying, like Ego and Seducer coming out of Murder House, they're one of the newer kind of Vogue scene houses, but they have been doing huge
stuff.
Yeah. And a lot of really like radical costuming, radical outfits, and very, very political in their sort of like actions as well. That's a lot of your own drag is like super political. You've got heaps of, you know, Tino vibes hard out, Tell us a little bit about how you put together an outfit then, maybe. I mean, I know, as you said, it's one that you perform rather than like talk about often, but if you were kind of gonna like peel the veil back a little bit, What goes into a misty frequency look?
I guess it starts with like the only three colours I wear, which are red, black and white.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, A, my favourite colours, and B, tenor colours.
Yeah.
So it makes sense. But I'm also very much interested in like different silhouettes and like take inspo from like Alexander McQueen, Mugler, just these were really like out there avant-garde designers. And I make all my own, well, 99% of my own costumes. So that's definitely like another process to inject myself into that.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I do think silhouettes is such a good word for it, because it is something that I so associate with your looks, is this like taking up space and like being very striking in its kind of like visual identity, as well as those colours, as you say, being so crucial to what you do as a performer as well.
Yeah.
Soap Bar is a relatively new dance hall. It's on Beresford Street. If people don't know exactly where, it's just tucked around behind the construction. You'll find it. It's an awesome wee spot. It's going to be a really lovely place to have this showcase, and hopefully if it goes really well, we'll see more of them, I guess, in these areas. Yeah.
Yeah.
If people want to head along, Misty, what's the when's, where's and how's? How do you get there? Where do you get a ticket? What's the vibe?
So it's at Soap. I think it's 1/12 Beresford Square. It's free. Awesome. So no tickets needed, just come on in and buy a drink, because then we'll get paid more.
Yeah, exactly. Sounds like a good night. And that is on Saturday from 9 p.m. Is that right?
Yep.
Awesome. Misty Frequency, thank you so much for coming in and chatting to us this morning. We will see you at People of Power, the POC Drag Showcase on Saturday.
Thank you very much for having me.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.